Highway Radio Pictures presents A Few Seconds of Cinema with Las Vegas movie critic Josh Bell.
Let's talk about horror reboot The Invisible Man.
You're getting $5 million. Contingent, of course, on the fine print. He can't be ruled to be mentally incompetent.
This new version of The Invisible Man is a creepy yet socially conscious take on the story originally told in H.G. Wells' classic novel and the original Universal Monster movie. This movie opens with main character Cecilia, played by Elizabeth Moss, escaping from her abusive boyfriend Adrian's massive remote mansion, and then 2 weeks later, Adrian turns up dead, or at least he appears to. Soon, Cecilia starts experiencing unexplained disturbances at home, and she becomes convinced that Adrian, who's an expert in optics technology, has devised a way to become invisible, faking his death so that he can continue to torment her. It's a smart and effective horror movie reflection of the way that victims of domestic violence are often disbelieved and dismissed, and writer-director Lee Whannell delivers some very entertaining thrills, including at least one genuinely shocking moment. Elizabeth Moss is fantastic as the frightened but determined Cecilia, and Whannell makes the most of his relatively minimal resources. He knows when to get out of the way and let the well-crafted scares and intense action take over. I give The Invisible Man 3.5 bells out of 5. Check out more of my reviews at joshbellhateseverything.com, on Twitter at SignalBleed, and on Facebook at Josh Bell Hates Everything.